from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Tanzania's President John Magufuli's newly appointed permanent secretaries have signed a beefed-up integrity commitment document. It's part of a move to ensure seriousness toward rooting out graft and injecting accountability among public sector workers, according to a government spokesman. The spokesman says the newly appointed officials were then made to read the signed document one after another at the State House in the commercial capital of Dar es Salaam. President Magufuli was on hand to supervise the signing. This is the first time that the newly appointed government officials have signed this document in public. The United States, meanwhile, says it's deeply disappointed by Rwandan President Paul Kagame's New Year's announcement that he would seek a third term in 2017, according to the U.S. State Department. Kagame has been president since 2000. He has effectively been in control since his rebel force marched into Kigali to end the 1994 genocide. He had been limited to two terms, but Rwanda approved constitutional changes last year that would allow him to stay in power until 2034 if he wins elections. The United States, meanwhile, says it's deeply disappointed that the president has announced his intention to run for a third term in office. That's according to John Kirby, a spokesman for the U.S. State Department. Iran's supreme leader said Sunday that Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Nimir al-Nimir, a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling family. As we hear here on state television, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the unjustly spilled blood of this oppressed martyr will show its effect. VOA News. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad Sunday, killing at least 12 members of the security forces and wounding 20 others, according to officials. Two of the bombers detonated their vehicle-borne explosives at the western gate of Camp Spectre. That's a former U.S. base outside the Sunni city of Tikrit. Three others exploded themselves after entering the section of the base where Iraqi police are being trained, according to police and military sources in the Salahuddin Operations Command. Indian security forces battled for a second day to secure an airbase that came under attack by unidentified gunmen Saturday in the northern town of Pantakot, which is 50 kilometers from the border with Pakistan. Officials say soldiers noticed the presence of two terrorists in a wooded area as combing operations were being carried out on Sunday to secure the base in Punjab State. Soon after, the sound of explosions and gunfire rang out as soldiers mounted an operation to nab them. An Israeli court has indicted two Jewish militants for an arson attack on a Palestinian home last July that killed a toddler and his parents. The assailants allegedly threw firebombs into the West Bank home as the family slept. Robert Berger reports.
Hussein Dawabsha, the grandfather of the slain Palestinian toddler, says the indictment is a step in the right direction.
Dawabsha
told Israel Radio he is happy that two of the perpetrators were indicted and he is hoping for additional arrests. The question is whether the indictments will ease tensions on the ground. The arson incident is widely seen as a catalyst for a wave of almost daily Palestinian attacks on Israelis over the past 4 months that has shown no sign of letting up. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. In the video, which was released on Friday, Trump is shown at a campaign rally in South Carolina reading a statement calling on the U.S. government to ban Muslims from entering the country. In an interview that airs Sunday on the CBS News public affairs program Face the Nation, Trump defends his comments, telling the host, John Dickerson, that I have to say what I have to say and that Al-Shabaab has used other people in their videos. You can read more details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.